I'm glad you're here today. There's another assignment I have from the Lord for the body of Christ at large. Our church is just being used in that capacity. There are some things that are about to transpire in the spirit world. And these supernatural portals that have been closed on the body of Christ, I pray that you take it serious of some of the things that God is training us in. I have to start this morning and do the same way I've done with the finances. But this morning, I will start a series on supernatural help coming to the body of Christ. What I want you to do is sit down and write what you're dealing with. Just put it in your notepad and put the date on it. What you're dealing with in your body, high blood pressure, whatever it is. I don't care what it is. The word of God has no respect for no sickness, no disease, no age, no family lineage. What's been running through your family? We got to shut all that down, get it out of your mind that your divine help can penetrate your body. Here. Write these words down. Heaven, holy, health, and wealth all are designed for Christian. We're going to be dealing with health. In many ways, we're going to show you from the scripture how to drive that diabetes up. See, because many have come to believe that it can't happen because we have been given patterns to live with it the rest of our lives. Commercials, pharmaceuticals, doctors, even vitamins. But you don't. We got to give God his rightful place. All right, if you're going through some type of pain, record that also. Because I want you to come tell me when the pain stops. Now, Apostle, do you go through anything? Absolutely. You'd be amazed of the attacks that I've had. Because I'm preaching to you over the years. I just don't talk about it. I've come here so dizzy I couldn't hardly walk. Many times. Preach anyway. Didn't say a word. When I started talking, the Holy Ghost came on me. All of it left, and I went on preaching. Yes. Yes, so I want you to write down, it's personal. I want you to write it down, what you're dealing with. Everybody don't need to know your business. But in the process, now I know my son that he got to get his sight. That's going to take a miracle, but it's going to happen. Now, you know, we have seen four people raised from the dead. And so, supernatural help cometh to the body of Christ. Now, notice we're talking about supernatural help. The three, I don't know if I'll give them to you, but I have to. Healing, health, and a long, satisfied life. Those three. Healing, health, and a long, satisfied life. All three of them belong to you. A lot of times people live long, but they suffer so long. And so I want to show you in scriptures, the Holy Spirit who is the spirit of help, can reveal to us some things that we have to do to prepare ourselves. All right? Open your Bibles to Proverbs. Chapter 4. So I'll be, as I did the money coming, I'll be teaching on health for quite some while. I know we went through some things, but I think we're going to go at a deeper dimension, and then we're going to have testimony of people who walk out what's so-called incurable diseases. I want the word to just do its thing. It was incurable. And my dad, at the age of 16, for 18 months, had an incurable health condition. Brother Hagin, I'm talking about. And was in the bed, and they told him he was going to die. He was at the age of 16, and he stayed in that bed 18 months. He got a hold of the word and started believing God, and came out and lived to be 86. So he lives 70 years over what they told him. So your kid, I want you to focus now the fact that there's no disease, no sickness incurable. I need you because I'm gonna touch some territory here. Some of y'all in pain right now. Somebody online listen to me in pain, been dealing with this thing for a long time. All kind of pain. Here in Proverbs 4, verse 20, is divine instruction. It's not going to happen automatically. One of the greatest functioning in the spirit world is meditation. Meditation means you go over and go over it and go over it, listen to the Spirit, read it again, ask some questions until that word come off them pages and show you some divine insight. So one of the things that's going to happen to you is that you're going to receive divine insight about your health. You writing that down? Huh? Yeah, divine insight cometh about my health. And I want you to know your health with God is personal. So we're not talking about no group health deal here. I'm talking to you as an individual. There's some things going to be said, there's some scriptures going to be read, there's some revelation going to come to light. I want you to take it personal today. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
I don't want you sitting there in doubts of the years that have passed by. You've been praying, you've been taking communion, you've been praising God, but I want you to sit in that same spot. I want you to get ready for revelation. You listen to me?
Yes, sir.
And divine impartation to begin to take place in your body.
Amen.
All right?
Yes, sir.
And I'm talking about whatever the doctor say is not curable. And you got a piece of paper.
Yes.
And you say you're going to have this the rest of your life. No, when the word move in, the last word in your life must be what God said. Not going to take faith because you have to deal with these enemies, feeling and fear and fact. Those three enemies, feeling, fear, and fact. Y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
What I say? Feeling.
How many
understanding what I'm saying? How clear it is? And we all got those. how you feel. Your pain cannot stop the supernatural demand of your health. The supernatural demand of Christ paying for your health on the cross. Now, let's just read you a minute. You in Proverbs 4? Now, this is going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to need you fixing your heart through the week when you're not at church and when you're reading your Bible. I'm getting ready for a deliverance that a lot of time many Christians think is not possible. You believe in God, but there are certain things we accept. And watch what I say now. Divine don't accept nothing. Did you all hear that?
Yes.
The divinity, all right, Lord, I'll change it. The divinity that is in you is supernatural. You got supernatural. 2 Peter, turn to 2 Peter. We'll come back. 2 Peter. You have supernatural health divinity in you. Y'all writing them notes now? Y'all better get this down. Supernatural health divinity is on the inside of me. In other words, you packing, oh my God, you're packing, I never heard this before, you're packing the divine nature of health. You heard it? You as a Christian, you actually is a vehicle of divine health. Divine health can travel to you and through you to others around you. So so actually you're packing, turn to 2 Peter, you're gonna see it. You're packing divine health. The reason you're packing divine health is because you're a Christian, you've accepted Jesus Christ, the divine nature is in you. Okay, so what we're going to do in this series is make withdrawals from our divine nature. You are not going to be able to have secular conversation.
Amen. Amen.
This is spiritual, and you got a lot of secular Christians. So if you talk to them about it, they're going to bring you right back into the secular aspect of it. But your pastor have told you and your apostle have told you that in your divine nature that lives on the inside of you, you're already packing it. That means you're packing divine health. So those three things, healing, health, and a long, satisfied life, belong to every child of God. Healing, say it, healing,
health,
and a long, satisfied life. Now, I'm not even talking about your quality of life, how holy you are. Because you make mistakes. But that's what we're repenting for. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to shut that down in your life. I want to live for you, God. Now, I'm going to say this, and we're going to have to be men and women in here to take it this morning. The church has been an embarrassment to God in this area. Because the embarrassments start right here. Where not enough forceful ministers telling you You don't have to put up with what the world put up with. You're not challenged enough to move deeper into spiritual dimension, operating in your divine nature. 2 Peter 1. We'll come back to Proverbs. 2 Peter 1 is called by the Holy Ghost. I want you to see some things Peter talk about here. He talks about lack precious faith at the beginning of that first chapter, 2 Peter 1. And then he tell you how to build lack precious faith. He tell you six or seven things to add to your faith down to that same chapter. It is so powerful. So supernatural help coming to the body of Christ. Now, as an apostle of Jesus Christ, I'm apostolically opening that door. That door had not been opened because they had wiped out the apostle, but there's an anointing for you to walk in supernatural health. You're not going to have high blood pressure, diabetes, and a whole lot of other things on your life. And I want you to wipe it out. Oh, yeah, I can tell them again, Holy Ghost. Wipe it out what your aunt had. Or what your uncle had. Wipe it out. Wipe it out. And the son, and no matter how far it's gone, it can come back. No matter how far your health gone, it can come back.
Yes,
see, we're talking about supernatural. We're talking about miracle help.
Yes.
We're talking about sign and wonders help. We're talking about divine help. We're talking about the spiritual anointing bringing help into our body.
Yes.
We're not talking about discussing what's wrong with us.
Right.
We're talking about discovering what God's going to do with us.
Yes.
See, there's a difference with discussing and discovering. There's certain things that God's going to open to you as an individual. He's going to show you in your dream. Ooh.
Wow.
In vision.
Yes.
At prayer time.
Yes.
He's going to say something to you. You're going to have to be listening during this series, because God's going to talk divine health to you. He been wanting just to hit the church. And so, just like money coming, health coming. Now, I feel some of y'all unbelief. And I know it's going to take time. But I'm planning on teaching you enough that this thing going to stand up in you. And you're going to recognize, I know what the doctor said. I know the doctor said this. And I know how many medicine you might be taking. That's okay. Take it. But take this medicine too. He said he sent his word to what? Heal us. Now I'm saying y'all are new married people, hallelujah. I'm saying this thing. Listen, help. Now you're gonna have to have faith. Now you're gonna have to have faith. How many of y'all got faith? All right, help is about to take you over. Now with all the signs. Now look, I'm telling you, you'll be going through some stuff, but that doesn't matter. If you get a hold of the revelation, and some of y'all have been carrying something 25, 30 years, same thing. Now here in 2 Peter, as the Holy Ghost direct, because I'm going to say some things. Oh my, I come back to Proverbs. They're both powerful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is one of the most powerful chapters in the Bible, because it began to tell you some things. As I go through, I'm going to mark some things he says to us. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, Simon Peter, a servant And so he's about to dig in apostolic lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
Now you know back when I was preaching, I said because of your connection to this ministry, you are designed by God to be apostolic. In other words, you will be designed to walk in spiritual places that the average Christian will never go. Because you're going to have insight, you're going to have impartation, and you're going to have anointings that give you the courage to move out of the line and step forward. Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith. Mm. With us to the right, through what? And when who? Now, every born again believer has obtained precious faith, but it's not trained precious. Because if you're sick and can't get well, that's not precious faith. So, how faith come? And hearing by what? So, in these teachings, you're going to begin to obtain the revelation and the power in like precious faith. Say like precious faith.
Like precious faith.
Okay, we're going to use like precious faith to get our health back.
Yeah.
We're not going to be using regular faith because he's calling some things out here. We're going to be using apostolic faith, supernatural, to get our health back. And so healing, health, and a long, satisfied life. Healing, health, and a long, satisfied life. So we got to get healed first.
Yes,
step into health,
yes,
then go on and live. How many want that? Healing, Florida. Right, you said Florida, right? Health and a long, satisfied life. You had no idea what you were going to get when you got here this morning. But you're walking in a territory now that you're not going to suffer with sickness and disease because you're going to know how to use your like precious faith. And you're going to connect it with something else. You're going to connect it with your divine nature. We got to know who we are. Your divine nature override satanic attacks.
Yes.
Your divine nature is the very nature of God. It has God's abilities to put Satan under your feet.
Yes.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Now, y'all ought to be happy this morning.
Yes.
All the hell we've been going through, Christian, and just going, it's going through just like everybody else. We in the line. We in the line with everybody else. See, let me tell you how strong this is. This is something. Facts don't matter here.
Right.
See, when faith is worked properly, facts don't matter. But what happened is, because of a lack of knowledge, fact in the church have more power than faith.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But do this with me. We about to turn that around. See. It didn't say so then fact come by here. It said then faith come by here. And so, and then another thing we got to deal with is that horse called feeling. You're going to be in a fight sometime, but it doesn't mean you're sick. It means sickness trying to take you over. But let me make a plain, simple statement. No matter what you go through, sickness is not as strong as you are. And you know, it's good to have somebody encourage you because you say something stupid. Ooh, Lord, I'm hurting. I'm hurting so bad today. Just shut up. Stop advertising for the devil. I'm not going to get for today. I see that now. My goodness. So you got the lack of precious faith, right? So that's one of the ingredients that you must apply to have supernatural help. You got it, but it got to be trained. All right, now notice verse 2. Oh, look at the first word in verse 2. What's the first word in verse 2?
Grace.
What a word I tell you grace means. So now, are you going to take ownership of your health? Grace means that you, you listening? That you as a child of God, listen. Grace means you are held on. Write that down. Write that down. God, don't be wasting my time. You are held on. Just sit up here, look at me. I ain't no entertainer. I want y'all. I'm going to drill this in you all so y'all can go back and meditate it when you're at home. You can tell yourself, I'm a held on. I'm not only healthy, but I'm a held on. Otherwise, I never heard this before. Health is my divine real estate. See, some things gonna be spoken here, never been spoken in the body of Christ, because that apostolic assignment is upon me. I started to stay home this morning. I told one of my boys we were gonna preach, and I couldn't. So health in my body is the divine real estate that God has given to me.
Wow.
Even with the sign, with the sample, the sign, the symptom, and the report from the doctor.
Right. Yes, sir.
I'm still a held owner.
Yes.
I'm still a held owner. I'm a held owner. Say it. Now, your natural mind is not going to travel along with me. Because your natural mind is negative. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Satan will make a hole out your mind and rape you all day long. Just raping you. Pain hits you. Just rape you right there. No, you don't. I don't accept that. I break that power. In the name of Jesus. Who gonna stop him? Who gonna stop him? You got to stop him. Stop saying, ow. No, you that voice that says something else. God dog it. I know you the thief. I know where that come from. I'm not accepting that. I plead the blood. I use the name of Jesus. I use the word of God. I use my grace. I use my faith. You're gonna be so much happier.
Yes.
When you get through this, hey, it's gonna be so much happier because you're gonna be able to deal with it on the spot. And you're gonna have so much look, watch this then. I'm held real estate for the kingdom. Jesus. Y'all heard that?
Yes.
My body is held real estate for the kingdom. You hear me? You listen to me? You listening?
Yes.
Have you ever heard that before?
No.
Me either. I didn't come up here with it. He gave it to me while I'm up here. Do you recognize what we're saying here? My body is held real estate for the kingdom. Not for hell. Now I'm going to have you do something now. It's a faith. I am healthy.
I am healthy.
And every symptom and every report this morning turn into a lie. I don't care how much you're hurting. And you 50 years old, you ain't nothing but a baby. Shut up. 50, 55 years old, talking about, oh, I'm getting up there. Shut up. You in the prime of your life. Say it again. I'm healthy.
I'm healthy.
In the name of Jesus. Sit down. Now, I got to repeat something because this teaching, you got to repeat it. Grace means from the cross that I am a health owner.
Oh, that's good.
Take it personal.
Yes.
Not the person next to you. But it, health got to be personal.
Yes, sir.
Now, you come here and find out this morning that you're held on.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Now, take your ownership and work it. Sometimes people try to steal stuff from you, you know? They come in your yard and they try to steal something. That don't mean they're going to get it.
That's good.
And in my yard, you're not going to get it because I'm going to have something for you. I got two black shepherds and two white shepherds. And they've been trained to take you out. So after 10 o'clock, you don't want to come nowhere around my yard. Nowhere around my yard. Then Carol and I both know how to shoot. Man, I ain't praying nobody break my house. I'm a Christian, but I ain't praying. The man comes to the house and says, God bless you. No. So why you not like that about your body? Why are you letting Satan invade your body? Because we didn't know. We wasn't taught properly. The revelation is not clear. But as we look at prayer, like precious faith, grace, and peace in this chapter. We'll get down to your divine nature. Meaning, and you got to know this too, I have a divine right from God to be healed. Write it down. Sit down, write it down. I want you all to have this in a notepad. I have a, or whatever you write now. I have a divine right to be healed. How I say that? From God to be healthy, right?
Yes.
And I'm taking him up on it. All right, grace and peace be multiplied until you drew the knowledge of God. That's knowledge, you see, and of Jesus our Lord. Verse 3. Now watch this. There's something else coming up now. According as his
divine power. I have divine power impartation in my body now. Divine power from heaven is being activated in, as the man of God preached, in my body now, that has no respecter of person or demon power. Watch me, I'm making words up here now. Demon got to go. Sickness got to go. Out of my body. Now. Do you have any concept? Let me read this verse again, verse 3. Let's read this verse. Come on, let's read it. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. That is an impact verse. You got divine power. It got godliness in that voice. It got glory in that voice. What? It got virtue in that voice. But the divine divine healing power, divine health power, all right, Lord, you got to help me now. I'm going to say it another way and desire for the Holy Spirit to breathe upon it. We got divine power. Help, my brothers and sisters. Now, I ain't finished this. Peter, I got to go somewhere else. Help. Healing, health, and a long, satisfied life. Yes, we're wasting all our time trying to get to heaven. All right. You already got your heaven ticket. Yes. You already gone to heaven. Yes. You already got your heaven ticket. You're a born-again child of God. And you, if you ain't playing on acting a jack, you see what I'm saying? You God gonna keep you in play. So heaven is your home right now. So we're wasting too much time trying to get to heaven. And we're not paying attention to what he told us we have here.
Yes.
See, because if we recognize we got heaven, yeah, health coming automatically.
Yes.
You've heard the term days of heaven on earth. And then it didn't kind of collapse a little bit. Say, ooh, it's so good to be healthy. So, okay, great, do it. Clap a little bit. Ooh, it's so good. Ooh, thank God I'm healthy. Ooh, come on. Ooh, it's so good to be healthy. Oh, I find out I'm healthy. Because hell is part of your divine nature.
Yes.
Are you following me, son?
Yes.
Now, we got all these woo-woo ideas. He wants me to show you now. I'm going to come back to Peter and go back to Proverbs. I'm going to go back. Health as a supernatural benefit. Psalm 103.
is my make it personal, my supernatural benefit. And I receive it, and I thank God for it. Now, some of y'all sitting there like health not important, but you really stupid. If you sitting there and saying health not important, healing, health, and a long, satisfied life, I really don't want to preach to you no more. Because you sitting up here, I don't want to hear nobody. You must be out your crazy mind. We need to hear this. We need to know about this. You too spiritual for me. The Lord is having mercy and grace upon us here, right here in Darrell, teaching us that it's not over yet. It's never over until I win. Now think about what they're going to happen when the enemy attacks you now. And you're aware of the fact, it's not over till I win. It's been spoken to you by the Holy Ghost. You got that in your vocabulary now. It's not over till I win. So that means it's not going to be over until you win. Now you did write down what you're dealing with, right? And I want you to bring it into the office when it leave. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know how long I'm going to teach on this. But I'm going to teach series after series and get my daughter-in-law to write a book on this. Supernatural help. Coming to the body of Christ. I didn't say doctor help. I didn't say pharmaceutical help. I didn't say psychology help. I didn't say nutrition help. Supernatural health, he's going to tell you what to put in there. You're going to have to use a doctor. You use a doctor sometime. You might have to use some medicine sometime. That's all right. But you know where you're on your way to. Yes. Talk to me, y'all. Yes. Say, Pastor, you're preaching to me now. Yes. Just think about how many people in your family and your friendship you're going to be able to minister to.
Come on.
Here's what you got to know. Where you are right now, whatever age bracket you're in, whatever type of sickness that have tried to attack your body, wherever you are right now, supernatural health is possible. I said supernatural health. And listen, I'm preaching to myself too. Over the years, I walked away from 7 doctors. Many, many years ago. Just got up and walked. I got up when I'm leaving. Because the Lord told me to do it. Don't you walk away with him and tell you to do it. And I wasn't defying the doctor. I was defying the sickness and disease that Satan tried to put on my body. That, how can I say this, Lord? Online, in here, to make it more clear to you, there's a supernatural health garment being put on everybody under the sound of my voice right now. Prophetically, apostolically, representing the kingdom of God, representing the Father himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and heaven. A supernatural garment of health is being placed on every person under the sound of my voice. Lives are being extended in this house right now. Why? God is producing health fighters. People who know how to fight for their health and not give up. Health belongs to me. My goodness. All right, Psalm 103. We left Peter. Lord, have mercy. Now, these five benefits here, five supernatural benefits that are ingredients for your health. So we're going to look at divine health medicine. Divine, supernatural medicine for your health. What I say? Psalm 103, verse 1. In other words, I'm going to use everything I can to get us a seed. I think I can use all these health benefits. In other words, I want you to be able to use these health benefits. That is in Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. All right. We got the name now. All right. Go to the next one. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his. So we got the name and the benefits. Well, what is Jehovah? Raha? Rapha. The Lord my healer. Just spell Rapha any way you want, because you can't use it. Then you got God got seven other names, Jehovah Shammah, he's present with me. We got these benefits. But then again, bless the Lord all my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Now, you must know and you must repeat. You must recognize these benefits. Go to the benefit. Go to the next word. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity. If all my iniquities are forgiven, right, Satan have no right to put nothing on me. Let me tell you something. This is so simple, but Satan worked by sin. Satan can't function if there's no sin. So Satan can't touch you if you keep repenting. Because when you fully repented, y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
You're God. You're just like him. In him I live. In him I move. In him I have my being. When you live in a repentive mode, you are a supernatural being. You can't make supernatural sick. It's settled this morning, you're a healthy person. I don't care what mistake you made. I don't care. I'm not asking you about that. You are a healthy person because of Jesus Christ, not because of your good life you're living. We ought to live a good life. We aim to live a good life. But that's not the perfection I'm talking about. I'm talking about Christ who lives on the inside of you. All sickness and disease come from the devil. And the only way he can get it on you is thief-wise. John 10:10. He's a thief. But Jesus in that same voice told you, I came that you might have abundant health. John 10:10, put it down. Yeah, I come that you might have life. And health is part of the abundant life. And I decree that every part in here going to start walking in abundant health. Say, I'm going to start walking in abundant health. I resist you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. My mind right. Everything going right.
I take it right now.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
So that means you got many more years left.
Yeah.
Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Come on, daughter. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See if you see. That's $300 seed. Huh? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Boy, I wish you was listening today. I wish you was listening. Lord, the Lord is talking to us today, man. I wish you was listening. You're supposed to say, I'm listening. You know, you're supposed to just sit there and look at me. I say, I'm looking at you. I wish you was listening.
I'm listening.
I'm getting it. Now, it worked in the realm of faith. It works in the realm of the Spirit. It works in the realm of grace. It works in the realm of mercy. But then it manifests. So you might not see it now, but it's there. And the only person that can stop it from happening. You understand me?
Yes.
The only person who can sit here under this apostolic grace, because things are being pulled out real clear.
Yes.
You got to almost ask somebody to help you miss it.
Yes.
See, so it's real clear. God is actually speaking to us real clear.
Yes.
And he's expecting you to activate it. Expecting you to get happy by yourself and start praying, running through the house, running by yourself, running. Ho, 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 I got my health. I got my health. Ho, ho, ho. Satan's assignment of early death just been overwrought. Even that accident is not going to happen. Supernatural help cometh to the body of Christ. We find things out. We find out that but we got divine nature. We find out in that divine nature, we're just like God. Let's get these five blessings and I'll close. We'll get back to Proverbs when I come back. These are things, my brothers And sisters, listen to me and look up here. These are things that you were supposed to long time ago have. But because of our pulpit ignorance, and you notice I said our, because I was right there with them. Our pulpit ignorance caused the pew to be ignorant and caused the enemy to be to rob us. Once we start experiencing this supernatural help, we're going to get closer to God. There's a part of God we haven't recognized yet. Ooh. There's a part of his protection, a part of his love, a part of his covering going to make you more faithful. Because I feel his presence right now. Yeah, I feel El Shaddai. He's sitting over this place right now. He wants you to know. Look, he wants you to know, I have your back covered. Let me cover you from now on. Stop saying all those silly things. With Jesus' stripe, I'm healed. With Jesus' stripe, I'm healthy. With Jesus' stripe, I'm going to live a long, satisfied life. Now, I know some conditions have to be reversed or removed. But he on it. Because let's commission the health angels this morning. Over every home represented here. Oh! We're sending health angels to everybody on the sound of my voice. They are going to your house now. Woo! They are being in your bed with you tonight. You understand what's going on here? See, we have that authority. Are not the ministering spirit sent forth to minister for the heirs of salvation? I heard it over there. So we're loosened. She's going back to Columbus, Ohio. But it doesn't matter where you're from. She's from Florida. It doesn't matter. Wherever you reside, young lady, I just sent supernatural health angel to wrap their arm around you and keep you the rest of your day. Woo! Come on, help me here. Now remember, I got to cut it close. Remember, it doesn't matter how long you've been carrying it. It doesn't matter what paper report you got. Everything been overruled. Supernaturally. How many doctors she had went to? That woman with the issue of blood? Many, he said, many physicians, but rather grew instead of growing better, she got worried, right? And finally, by revelation, by what?
Revelation.
She overruled every report. And she stepped off in a realm. So we're talking, listen to me, I'm trying to close. We're talking about every one of you have been placed in a health realm. And not only that, listen, you got a rammer to go with it. Supernatural health coming to my body right now. Say it. I can't have you doubting. I can't have you. I can't.
Don't listen to your sense. Your sense is going to try to argue you out of it. Your sense is really ill Satan until you get it changed. Matter of fact, this subject is not up for discussion.
Come on. That's right.
Listen, you listening?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I'm subpoenaing your help. I'm serving a notice on Satan. I'm serving a notice on the system.
Yes.
That every person on the sound of my voice have a help subpoena. It's in the book. He sent his word to heal. We're the stripe from here. We didn't get to the five benefits. We'll get to them. They lay it out. Forgive all my iniquity. Then the next one, he healeth all my disease. Is that right? He delivered my life from destruction. Well, what is sickness and disease? Destruction. Crown my head with loving kindness and tender mercy, and satisfy my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! So, you don't have to leave here feeling better, your faith better. And your faith gonna change your feeling.
Yes.
So wait a minute, say it again. Let me give it close. You don't have to leave here feeling better. You're leaving here with better faith. I'm hearing something. I never heard it before. Health, favor, rain is falling on you. Health, y'all didn't hear me. Health, favor, rain is falling on me right now. That rain is going to follow you. The angels are going to follow you and the rain. So on your life, you have health favor. With heaven back up. We through studying health history. Who just studying who got healed in the Bible? Won't you let the healing jump out on you? She had an issue of blood. The doctor couldn't help her. She got worse. And she got broke in the process. Broke and sick now. She was just sick before she started going to the doctor. But then she got broke and sick. All right, I'll close with this. And I hope you pay attention to this. Your health is not over until you say so. And you are not dumb enough to say, my health is over. The doctor told that girl there, nothing they could do. They had shut everything down. She said, well, hold up a little while. Let me pray a little longer. Who was there with her? Was you there? Were you there with her? Yeah. Gone. But he said no over there. Because she didn't give up. And I told him he ain't gonna stay on that stick. Use that as long as you got it, but it's not gonna be a lifetime affair for you. You know why? You know why I say that? He's standing right back there, Kenneth Lewis, with a lamp. Who was here when that happened? He walked around the church, run around the church, and run out the lamp. Told him he wasn't gonna have no baby. That's his child, partner. I can tell that's his child. Told him he wasn't gonna have no more children. She. God, I put hell in you to make baby. So we got two cases here. Moses, right? And Kenneth, they in here. The doctor thought he was going to be crippled the rest of his life. His mama, she's going home to be the Lord. She lived to be 90-something, right? 97. Called me. Never been a member of my church. Called me. Say, Leroy. I said, yes, ma'am. You know, it's old school, you know. I said, yes, ma'am. So I got one of my boys got in the rake up there. I want you to go see about it. I got a worldwide ministry. Thousands of people. She telling me, you going to see about my boy. And she meant it too. And I ain't playing with her either. I said, yes, ma'am. I'm going, yes, ma'am. I didn't even know Ken. She told me, go see about my boy. You know the first thing I did? All them sympathy cards, let's get them down. Yes. Look at them. And we put scriptures up there around his bed. His wife cooperated with me. And me and one of my ministers, he's going home to be the Lord. We'd go up there, I'll send him almost every day. So, y'all look some healthy. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In your notes. Health wealth. I'm wealthy healthy. Health is the greatest wealth, you know.